Over the past 20 years, stock market has adjusted itself several times, as we know. Our guest, Steve Selengut, author and expert investment manager, author of The Brainwashing of the American Investor, which I tend to agree with. Before the break, we were talking, Steve, about how that we've had these adjustments in history. You believe that we've had about 10 or so of these in the stock market. And you were talking about the change being more or less than about 20%. But looking back in history, let's stick straight with the stock market. Can you point to any time that had more things going on politically around the world, and also where energy was such a significant player, or actually because of the communication and the internet and how fast media travels around this world, how the thing changed so fast, or the effects that were taking place affected us like instantly? You know now what's going on all over the world quickly, and now that matters much more, I think, today in the financial market and also in planning for future and things like that than it did before. I think that before, people were a little longer thinking, planning. In fact, I often say that in business today, it's almost impossible to have long-term goals.
In the stock market, I think people have lost sight of the fact that you still can have long-term goals, and you still should have a long-term outlook in your portfolio. When I first started in the investment area, the way people looked, or at least the way trustees looked at investment programs that they managed for large employers, they looked at them in terms of from one peak of the market or the economy to a subsequent peak of the market, meaning like a mountain, you know, in between there's a trough. And the fact that the markets were cyclical, that interest rates were cyclical, that the economy was operated in cycles, all those things were taken as understood. And here we are, we have to operate an investment portfolio in that environment. So let's look. Let's say if we were at $100,000 on January 1st, and I hate to use January 1st, on May 1st, 2000, and the next peak of the market was in October of 2007, which is pretty close to the truth as far as the Dow Jones is concerned, okay?
Right.
Is my portfolio at a new peak? Because if I'm doing as well as, let's say, the overall market, which reflects the economy and interest rates and everything else, supposedly, shouldn't I be at a higher level? Well, in most cases, you would be, okay? And so that's the type of thing. So you had this expectation of long-term performance. Today, I mean, the AOL, Fidelity, they all change their headlines three or four times a day. They start saying, oh, the market's up because of this, this, and this, and 3 hours later, of course, the market's gone down, so now they say, the market's gone down because of this, this, and this, and you've got everybody thinking of investing as such a frantic exercise, when it really doesn't have to be, you know? Right. I get all my decisions ready for a day before it starts, and I don't change my planned decisions. I adjust to what's going on in the market. In other words, I'm looking for something at a particular price. If that price goes lower, I'll buy it lower. If it goes higher, I'm not going to change my mind and chase it, you see?
I understand.
So, you know, people don't realize that this whole exercise, if I buy, and I'm going to throw out a name of a company that everybody, let's say, knows, like a company like Sony, for example.
Right.
And I'm not recommending it. I'm not saying anything about it. It's not about it. Just the fact that I have a feeling in my deep down that Sony will probably survive whatever economic crises we now happen to be in and will once again perform well in a price sense. So I'll buy it when it's cheap, when it's down in price at least 20% from its high, and I'll stick with it. If it doesn't go up immediately, I'm not going to throw it out the window.
But aren't you're confirming everything that I'm saying, though, as far as how the internet is, how fast it is, how volatile it is, and people, and they panic.
But the average guy, the guy with the 401k plan, hears yesterday the market went up 100 points.
Right.
Today it went down 200 points. This guy is in a state of panic. He doesn't know what to do. I mean, look how different. This is really not a big deal. In percentage terms, it's the same as a 20% versus a 60% or a 20-point versus a 60-point move of how many years ago. It's been happening this way forever. It's just now people are more aware of it and more interested in it. And this causes a volatility that has really increased. But looking through all that, if you have the proper focus, if you look at cycles, if you look at what the purpose of various types of investments are and see if they're doing what they're supposed to do, you can get a whole different perspective. And that's what my book tries to lay out for you. Say, hey, fellas, you know, you got a portfolio full of municipal bonds. It doesn't really matter if they go up in price or go down in price. You know, what's important is that they keep paying the interest that they contracted to pay. And frankly, through this entire financial mess, this debacle, this end of the world financial scenario, I don't know of one that's defaulted. Not even one.
Well, I think you and I both agree that the best returns and the most consistent money makers, also in my opinion, the most consistent losers, is the stock market. Would you agree?
I'm not sure I understand exactly.
You can make the most money,
right?
Best returns if you invest smartly in the stock market. Agree?
Oh, okay. Absolutely.
Okay.
And you can lose the most money.
That's what I'm getting at. You can also lose the most amount of money.
Right.
No, as it relates to commodities and things and currencies.
Well, no. Commodities and currencies, you can lose a whole lot more than you can in the stock market. You can lose more than you invest.
Oh, well, okay, if you're investing in options and futures. Okay, but I'm talking about, though, the most dollars exchanged really is the stock market. Isn't that right?
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, your opinion is that, and I think you're trying to point to historical statistics and stuff, obviously, is in your book, is that even though you have, like right now, we may be in a slump, and we're going to pull out of that slump. That pulling out of that slump is not going to preclude us from another decline.
Absolutely true.
And so what I'm trying to say to you, though, is what I think, Steve, is that we've had such prosperity or presumed prosperity based upon non-truths, if you will, that I think that the fall is greater than people perceive. You know, you're pointing to the 20%. I can point to some stocks that are back to the prices they were in 1954 or worse.
Absolutely.
And so I'm saying and maybe we're going to get into this if you can stick with us. I want to talk a little more about this. But
okay,
what is the individual in a minute? Can you tell me what an individual is supposed to do? Are they supposed to just force yourself to long term plan or what?
Yes, you have to. You really have to force yourself to. Long-term plan, which means I have to decide on my asset allocation between equity and fixed income investing, and I have to stick with it and let it work. I have to create a selection criteria that minimizes the risk of the market and minimizes all you can do. Okay?
Okay.
You're minimizing your risk of loss, meaning a company going out of business. You're not minimizing necessarily the risk of volatility of the prices of the securities. But that's going to happen no matter what the quality of the company happens to be.
Joining us on News Radio Magazine is Steve Selengut, The Brainwashing of the American Investor, Amazon.com, or go to SancoServices.com. More with News Radio Magazine.
Hi, Anne-Marie Lake again of the Entrepreneur Radio Show, reminding you that you can purchase a timeshare for pennies on the dollar from Timeshare Wholesalers, Inc. Whether buying or selling, let Timeshare Wholesalers be your one stop for service. Call them today at 1-800-764-2486 or see their site online at www.gototwi.com. That's gototwi.com.